Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
KYW News Radio Original Podcasts.
I'm Matt Leon. The St. Joseph's University women's lacrosse team is flying high these days. Hawks, the champions of the Atlantic 10 for the first time in program history, headed to the NCAA tournament for the first time in program history. They will take on Rutgers in the first round. Now, the Hawks are being led by senior Lauren Figuera, who has enjoyed an incredible season. The Mount Laurel native has scored 71 goals, shattering the program single season record. The 71 goals also good right now for fifth in the country. Caught up with Figuera to talk about her and the Hawks' success. So before we start digging into records and achievements and everything, how much fun has this year been for you?
This year has been, it's indescribable. Like, this team is something that I've never experienced anything like it before. So we just go out there every single day and we have so much fun. And, you know, we know what it's like to win these big games. And our coaches always just say, like, go out there with a smile on your face because, I mean, obviously this is one of my last years, so I'm trying to take everything in, but it has been the most fun year by far. It's awesome being out there every day.
Was there a moment that you realized that you guys had something special, like a game, a practice, even a bus ride, where it just kind of had this feel like, you know what, we're going to be a tough out?
So I think that halfway through the season, we kind of had, I'm trying to think of which loss it was. It might have been Penn State, where we kind of came out and struggled a lot. And it was really important for us because it kind of made us realize that we need to take a step back and realize what's going on. Like, why are we playing the way we are? Why aren't we playing like how we know how to? So we kind of analyzed all the little things. And I think, like, in that moment, just really focusing on us, like, we hit this point in the season where we said we need to focus on St. Joe's lacrosse. And I think that from the moment that that became our mentality, like, we completely flipped the switch. And from there, we were unstoppable.
What does it feel like to be the first to do something as far as the team's concerned? First conference championship, first NCAA tournament. You know, I mean, that's something that can never kind of be duplicated or taken away, to be the first to accomplish something like that.
Yeah, I mean, it's an awesome feeling. It's just insane to think that we're one of, what, three teams on campus that have ever won the A-10 championship. And it's a feeling that took me a while to fully grasp. Like, after we had won, my initial reaction was kind of shock. Like, I couldn't even really process, like, for a few days after what had happened. Like, I just kept telling myself, like, oh, this is a dream. I'm going to wake up one day and it's all not going to be real. But it's an indescribable feeling. I'm so honored to have been a part of the team that could get it done. And, you know, it's a lot of credit towards girls in the past who have helped us get here today. But I think that it's just insane to show how much the hard work that we put in over the past 4 years as a senior class has really all come together. And it's such an honor to be here and to be representing St. Joe's in the A-10.
What does it mean to you to hold the single season goal record and the fact that it's not particularly close anymore now? Like you've blown past it and you've now put one of those numbers up that when they look at it in the future, they're going to have to double take to see if that's a mistake or not.
It's kind of surreal. I mean, I honestly had no idea that I was even close to breaking the record until I read one of the game recaps online. And I think I might've been 5 goals away at that point. And I kind of was taken back, like, wow, this is really in reach. Like I kind of had always thought that breaking records was out of the question for me just because of the COVID year. It was hard to, you know, recover and, you know, have played in the most amount of games or have the most points or goals in total. But just taking a second and looking back and seeing that, it's just so awesome to see like all the hard work that I've put in this year come together and really reflect on the field. And like I always say, I give credit to all my teammates for helping me get to where I am today. I wouldn't have half of my goals without feeds or cuts through from other teammates. So it's insane. It's craziness. And I'm so proud of myself and I'm so proud of my team for helping me get here.
Is there something from a tactical standpoint that's helped lead to your success? I mean, you've always been a very good player, but to have, you know, the goals stack up this way and you talk about your teammates looking for you, and I'm sure that's a big part of it. But did you do something to improve your game? Did you guys change something style-wise that kind of puts you more in the focus? Are there other things that have led to you having a record-setting season like this?
I think that overall, I would say it has to do a lot with team chemistry. You know, it's really important as a team to be successful on offense for every member of the offense to know what each player prefers. So whether it's a person being more of a dodger or a feeder or a cutter, kind of knowing their strengths and knowing like when to, you know, clear through for someone or when to look for them to feed. So I think that just having like a full idea of what my teammates want and like them knowing vice versa, like what my strong suit is, has really helped me contribute a lot of my points. I think when it comes down to it, you know, I don't know if there's anything individually that I did, obviously, like getting reps in every day and going above and beyond as much as possible. But I think it has a lot to do with our team and coming together this year. And we just have an unstoppable offense and defense. So I think that everything contributing together has really like helped me to succeed and, you know, soar past that record.
I'm curious, you mentioned you didn't realize that the record was something in play until around you were 5 goals short. Did it add any pressure? Like once you learned that, you know, was it kind of, oh, I got to get to this? Or were you worried you start thinking too much? Or was it something you were able to kind of process and put aside and it'll happen when it happens?
So I feel like it did put a little bit of pressure on. At the same time, though, there have been games this year where there wasn't really any pressure that I, you know, didn't perform my best. So I kind of think that I just go out there kind of erased out of my mind. Like I remember I was 1 goal away from getting it. And I think it was the Penn State game where I didn't score at all, which was a little bit frustrating, but I kind of just told myself even before going into the game, like, you know, it's going to come regardless. So putting the pressure on myself to, you know, overachieve is going to help. I just have to do what I know how to do. And it should come easily.
So what was it like when you set the record? Did you kind of, I would imagine there's 2 schools of thought. Yes, I was very conscious of it. And then there's the, you know, you're in the middle of the game, you're worried about the score, game situation, and it doesn't quite hit you. Where were you on that kind of spectrum of realizing what you would accomplish?
It was our senior day game. And I don't remember like super vividly the actual goal itself. I kind of knew in my head, like, oh, I did it, but it wasn't really, like, I wasn't like jumping up and down, like screaming to my other teammates, because I feel like, you know, that wasn't the most important thing at the moment. It was winning for us. So I think it was an awesome time, an awesome moment. And I won't ever forget that goal. But in the moment, that wasn't my first priority. It kind of was just like, oh, that's so awesome, I did it. But it was more of like celebrating the goal itself and like getting us through that win.
How nice has it been? I think you guys won the conference on the first of the month, and the first NCAA tournament game is until the 13th. Because a lot of times in sports, you win a championship, but then the next step is 3 days away, and you've got to turn around and travel, and you don't really get to. Has it been nice to have some time to kind of exhale and take in what you guys have accomplished here before you kind of get refocused and get back to work for the NCAA tournament?
I think, yeah, definitely. We, especially after coming off of we played 3 games in 4 days for our tournament. So we definitely needed a few days off just to recover physically. But I think that mentally, it's really nice to have 2 weeks off just because we can take some time to like really work on the fundamentals, the little things before we, you know, get down to like breaking down our opponents. So I think that we've spent a lot of time this week just focusing on ourselves and getting better and, you know, doing the drills, like having fun in practice, like putting a lot of focus on ourselves rather than who we're playing next. Obviously we didn't know for a week who our opponent was, but I think last week's practices were really awesome, super productive. And, you know, it's just, when it comes down to it, it's just us getting out there and having fun. So it's, you know, another week with my teammates, and I'm so thankful, honestly, that our tournament was a week earlier, because it's just, it's, you know, nice to have that extra week and have the pressure off of our shoulders when you go into another weekend seeing all these conferences having their championship while we were the early ones.
When you were looking at colleges, why St. Joe's?
So I committed my sophomore year. I was super early. I came to visit the campus. I loved the campus. It was very beautiful. The coaches were awesome. They were very adamant about wanting me. I think that was a big part of it. The team seemed awesome. Like, over other schools I had visited, the team connection was something that was really important to me. And I could just tell I had known a couple girls on the team at the time who my mom had taught in middle school. So she kind of had a connection with them and could get the real inside scoop. So I think that was a big part of it. And just knowing that I was walking into a great group of coaches. You know, Cahoe was still fairly new at the time, but I was just excited to see, like, you know, what I could bring towards this program.
And is lacrosse going to continue to be something that's a part of your life even once your college playing days are over?
Yes, I definitely don't think I want to give up lacrosse, whether it's, you know, playing in the future or coaching or, you know, doing something within that realm. Obviously, I've been playing since I was in second, third grade, so it's not going to be easy for me to give it up. So I think that that's definitely something that I want to, you know, look forward to, and I'm excited to see like where it can take me in the future.
That will do it for this bonus episode of One on One. Thanks to Lauren Figura for taking the time to talk. St. Joe's and Rutgers, by the way, they will battle in the first round of the NCAA tournament on Friday at 5:30 in the evening in Stony Brook, New York. You can follow this show on Twitter at One on One Pod. You can follow me on Twitter as well at MattLeon1060. Thanks so much for listening.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Deck your home with blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
La, 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 Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.